A word for you from Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. This is connected to the previous verse. In fact, it's part of the same sentence where Paul says that the Philippian Christians, and therefore we as well, for this is not written only to them, but to all believers of every age, to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, that we handle with great reverence what God is doing in us. Because if it says, for it is God who works in you, then we realize we are handling the eternal God. He has put in us his salvation. If we have truly repented, been regenerated by his Spirit, made new, he has put his treasure in us. Therefore, we need to work it out, but with fear and trembling, not with irreverence, not with superficiality. But notice here that it is also a promise, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do. How wonderful. God works in you. For each child of God, God works in you and creates the desire, the will to do his will, the will to do things for his good pleasure. Now, sometimes, though, Christians stumble at this very point. They say, I do will it. I want to do what's right. I'm caught in the catch-22 situation of Romans 7, where he says, that which I will to do, I want to do, I don't do. Ah, but he continues here to say that God works in you both to will and to do. Yes, the same God that has now put inside you the desire to be holy, the desire to cast off the works of the flesh, he has also put in you to do. In other words, enables you by his Spirit. UNkulunkulu faka kuwe intando yakhe ukulangazelela ukubangcwele. Kodwa hayi lokhu kuphela, ngisho namandla ukukwenza ukufeza intando yakhe. God completes the work. And notice that at the end of it all, he does it for his good pleasure. We often are selfish even in our salvation, and we presume it's all about us. It's about me, making sure that I get things right in my Christian life. No, it is still about God. It is still for his good pleasure. Therefore, indeed, we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling, realizing it's God working in us. Don't fight against him. Tremble lest you do. For he has put inside you his will and the power to do.